Over the past two decades, the number of people with brain tumors is continuing to increase. While doctors and scientists at the University of Cincinnati don't know why, they do know the treatment isn't working and has to change. Ann Thompson reports in Focus on Technology, they are moving forward with a new plan.
Patients with an often deadly glioblastoma want to know how long they have to live. It was the situation Kathy Beecham faced when her husband, Pete Natterney, was diagnosed with a brain tumor in 2005.
That was the first thing on our mind is, well, what's the prognosis? And it wasn't good. I mean, he said, you know, somewhere between averages, 6 to 11 months is what Pete has a chance of living.
Natterney lived 25 months in part with the help of a clinical trial and was able to do his bucket list, including trips to the Tetons, Mount Rushmore, and the Le Mans Grand Prix. But his family would have liked a better indication of whether his treatment was working and a more accurate account of how long he had. Dr. Ron Warnick wishes he could have relayed this information to Natterney. The Mayfield Clinic neurosurgeon and medical director of the UC Brain Tumor Center displays a brain scan of another patient on his iPad.
This whole area here is the tumor, and it's actually so much pressure that it's pushing the brain from left to right.
This tumor is the size of Warnick's fist and will require surgery. Treatment for this patient and for others in the past, like Natterney, is the same: surgery, radiation, and chemotherapy. Surgery can't get it all because the glioblastoma tends to infiltrate the brain. Many of the tumor cells are resistant to radiation, and chemotherapy agents sometimes can't get in beyond the blood-brain barrier. The barrier is the body's way of prohibiting materials from the blood from entering the brain. Warnick says the holy grail in the brain tumor field would be a non-invasive test that allows him to individualize the therapy, reliably distinguish if the tumor has grown back, and make a very specific prognosis.
And this would be the true personalized medicine approach rather than cookie-cutter approach, and this is what we're aiming for. But, you know, as a neurosurgeon, I have certain limitations. I am not a scientist with all that training, so I need to collaborate with basic researchers who understand the biology and the molecular biology of these tumors.
Dr. El Mustafa Bahasi is one of those researchers. In a preclinical trial, he's able to sequence the tumor DNA and look for genetic mutations.
So in the blood, there is this thing called circulating tumor DNA that's coming from the tumor. And these are small fragments of DNA that carry the same genetic information that you find in the tumor biopsy. So we go after that, you know, circulating tumor DNA, and we can quantify the circulating tumor DNA in the blood of the patient before surgery, before treatment, after treatment, and that tells us whether the patient is responding to treatment or not responding to treatment, whether the patient is going to have a relapse or not having a relapse.
If all goes according to plan, patients in the future would give a blood sample rather than undergoing a brain biopsy. Out of the patients Bahasi sequenced, he found four groups with different genetic signatures.
Based on the genetic signatures that we were able to identify, you can predict the prognosis for the patients. And the ones that we predicted to do well are still doing fine. The ones that we predicted to be very poorly, most of them, if not all of them, are diseased.
One of the reasons Dr. Bahasi started doing this was to determine if another UC clinical trial using a brain tumor vaccine was working. Dr. Warnick, in his day-to-day interaction with brain tumor patients, would like to eliminate the biopsy and expensive MRIs and instead use a simple blood test and personalize the medicine. The therapy would focus on revving up the immune system in the brain so it can attack the tumor.
And I think that can happen. Is it 10 years away? Well, that full package is probably at least that. But we're inching towards it. Every month, there is at least a new article on molecular therapy and brain tumors. And then much of that work is actually from the UC Brain Tumor Center.
Right now, he's focused on a preclinical trial with 30 patients. Eventually, UC will start a clinical trial to test the blood test. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.